So Yeshua says back to him, Yoima Techad Meshamsei, the son is only one of the Shemoshim, one of the servants, Tikai Mekam the Kutch Baruch in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amat Alem Metzinos Tekulay Bey, you tell me you can't even look at the son, if so Shechino, Lekol Shechain, for sure you're not going to be able to see the Shechino. So Amalai Kesa, so he was masking. So Amalai Kesa Bishur Mechlina, the Kesa also about to Bishur Mechlina. Bino the Itzvah Lei Nahamala Lekechu. I want to give some bread to your Hashem. So Rashi says he meant to say, Iskan Lai Suda, I want to make a big party, a big banquet for your Hashem. So Amalai Kesa Bishur Son Dak Tim Lai Motzis. You can't make a big Suda for Hashem. Samai, why not? The Kesa didn't understand why not. So he said back to him that no fish chilavosei. You can't do it because the Kodesh Baruch Hu has too many like attendants. Omalei Ivra, he says, yes, I want to do it. Omalei puk tzavas legida. He says, go outside, prepare it on the banks of this Nahor. He says, puk tzavas, prepare yourself legida de Ravisa, on the banks of this river Ravisa. The Ravicha, there's a lot of space there. So over there, try and prepare a big Suda. So the Ravicha Alma, there's a lot of space there. So Torah Shisha Yarchai. So the king prepared for 6 months. In the summer, he prepared to make this big Suda. Yarchai Kite in the summer months. What happened was, after the 6 months, also Zika, it came a wave out of the ocean came, and also Zika and Chinashiliyam threw everything back into the ocean. So everything prepared was lost. So the king didn't give up yet, but rather Torah Shisha Yarchei Desivso. He prepared now 6 months in the winter. It happened also the same thing. After 6 months he prepared, also Mitro and Tavasa Biyama, a heavy rain came down and washed everything away for the Yam. Almost the case said, my high, what's going on here? So Amalei, so Yeshua said back to him, Hani, can vashoyi zulchui to yosei kaimei, that these are only little sweepers or sprinklers that come in front of Hashem, this little rainfall. So that's so, in other words, Hashem is so great. So Amalei, the Ketah said, Yehoch, if so, lemetzino enechanami, I won't be able to prepare a Suda, you're right, I cannot make a Suda for your Hashem. Now, Amalei bas kesel Yeshua ben Chanina, the daughter of the king, said to Yeshua ben Chanina, Elokechin, you are Hashem Nagruhu, he's a carpenter. They said the pasuk says, Hamakar b'mayim al Yosef, he carves out things, but he puts up his upper beams in the water. Says so, Amalei, the kesel said to the bas kesel said to Yeshua, Amalei, please tell Hashem, the nevedli chodor mas susuraisa. Rashi said, Ushinsa, some say it's a spool. So, Omalachai, he said, very good. So, boy, Rachmilo, he was Mispalafo, Viengoyo, and she became a Mitzoro. She got Mitzoras. And Oisfo Beshukud Roim, what they used to do with the Mitzoras was used to put them in the streets of Roim. Fiyoivle Masasaraisa, used to give them a spool of thread like, to have in Higo, to hold the manga Baroima, whoever had a nega in Roim, Yoivalei Mrs. Raisa, used to give him this spoon, the Yosef Bishukra, used to put him in the middle of the streets, the Sosa Tulele, to give him things to wind up, to work with the spool of thread, Keechid Leschaza Yinshi, people should see them, for the boy Rachmilen, they should be Mispalo for them like. So it happened was, Yoimachod one day, have a Kochol of Hossam. Yeshua Bechlin was walking along this path, the Shuka in Rome. So have a Yasvei Fesosu Dulile Beshuka de Ramoi. He saw where the daughter of the Kesa was sitting there with the spool. Is Omalo, so he said to her, Shapirta Masraisa, the Yoivlocho Eloko, are you happy with the spool that our Hashem gave you? So Omalo, she said back to him, listen, Emile Loko, please say it back to Hashem. Lishko Madiovli, please take back what he gave me. Like Enichnami gave me this spool, but I didn't want to be a Mitzaras. I want to have a Mitzara. Omalo, so he said back to him, no. Rabbi Yeshua said back to her, Eloho Didan, our Hashem, Meyev Yovel, he gives presents. But Mishko Lashok, he doesn't take back, you can't take it back. Rashi's Atayva Mishinostim. Once the Gebu doesn't take it back. Here, another more says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Shor and Ox, Kisoson, its belly, Upasoson and its hooves, Rav, are very big. Resha, its head is also very big. And Varav, Gunavuse, and its tail is also very big. Rashi says, Novoi. Samora says, and the Chilufe Bechamro, but by a donkey it's just the opposite, all these things are smaller. Samora says, the Chur, Lamainaf Kamina, what's the difference in Hilchus Treifus? It doesn't make enough Kamina, whether it's big or small. Samora says, the Echnam is just telling us over, Lemeka Chamemcha. In case you buy one, and it comes to you, ask for a shore, and it gives you a smaller one, that's not called a shore. It's Nageh, to Meka Chamemcha, that when you ask for a shore, it means with a big stomach, with a big head, with a big tail. Now, Vyom Rav Yudav Yudis says, Shor Shehikriv Odom Arishon. The first korban that Odom Arishon brought, that korban that he brought, Rashi has Karminin Bifnei Edeim. It says in Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Avram Avinu did that Odom Arishon brought a korban. So you should know that korban is Kerban Achas Hoysaloi. That Shor only had one horn, it didn't have two, it only had one horn. Kerban Achas Hoysaloi B'mitzchoi. On its fire, it only had one horn. Then the Pesach says, that the Pesach says in Tehillim, it says, Besitav Lashem, Mishor Por, Makrin Mafris. So, it was like good to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from this shore that he brought, that Makrin Mafris, it has horns and it had hoops. So now it's the question, Makrin Tati Mashma. The way we read it, it's Makrin, it's Mashma, it had two horns. So now it says, no, Rav Nachman, Mikaren Ksiv. And the Pasuk only says, Mem Kuf Resh Nun. It doesn't have the Vav there. We read it that way. We read it to Makarin. Where the Pasuk says, Mikarin, which is Mashma, only one horn. Now, V'yom Rav Yudav Yudis says, Shor Shik Rav Odom Rishon, this first ox that Odom Rishon brought for Korbin, Karnov Koidem Isle Pasaisov, its horns were like formed, were created before its hooves. Shneim and the Pasuk says, V'sita V'la Hashem, Mishor Por, Makrin Mafris. Mean to say, Makrin Mafris means Makrin Bereisha. That first the horns were there, for all the Mafris and then the hooves. Of course, when, like we'll soon see, when the animals were created, they were created fully. So it came out like first the horns came out, and first the horns were there, and then the parson. So Mor says, Messiah, so this is a proof, Messiah, L'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol Maisa Bereshis, all the Maisa Bereshis, Bekoimosa Nivro, they were created Bekoimosa with the right height, Bedaita Nivro, they were created with their own Das, they had Das already, and Betsivyonim Nivro, Rashi says, Bidmusha Nivcholhem, in its own form it was created. Shneim the Pasuk says, Vayichulu HaShemayim Barat V'chol Tzavom, Ezao Tikri Tzavom, Elit Tzivyonim, meaning to say Tzivyonim, its own forms. Everyone was created the way it was supposed to. Like it wasn't created a baby, then it grew up. It was created grown up. Maisa Bereshis, everything was created grown up. See, this par was also created by the with its horns and with its hooves. So the question, which one came first? So the Ashning here, that first came the horns and then came the hooves. Now, Dorish Rebbe Chanino Bar Popo Idashim, when the Pasuk says, Yichvoid Hashem liyolom. Yismach Hashem b'masa. The Hashem should be happy with his creations. See, Hashem, that posik there, Sar Oilom Omru. The Sar Oilom said this posik. Rashi says it means Malach HaMemuna. The Malach that's appointed on this world said this psuk, this posik. When? That Bishor Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Liminayu b'Ilonis. When he gave the tzibur by Ilonis. Mashmi should not graft trees together, rather each one should grow by itself. Rashi says, Bilonis nemelimineu, oisa pri leminoi, that each tree should give off its own fruit and not to graft fruits together to make a different thing out of it. Rashi says, Abu Bizroim, but by plants, lenema bitsavaisim leminoi, it doesn't say leminoi. Abu Bitsiosim, when they grew out, there it says, Nema mazriyaz eliminayu. When it started to grow, it says each plant grew separately. But the tzivri wasn't there that it should be formed that way. So the tzivri was only said by the Ilonis. So Morris says that Nosu Dishoyim, the plants made a kabuchim to themselves. Nosu Dishoim Kabuchem Viatzman. Im Ritzon Ishla Kodesh Baruch Hu Vevubya. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants them to grow mixed together, different meaning together. Is Lom Om Limineyu Bilonis. How come by the tree did Hashem say Limineyu? So it must be that Hashem wants everyone to grow separately its own min. For Yoid Kabuchem, the Dishoim, the plants also made a Kabuchem like this. Umma Ilonis Maduch by trees. Shane Darkon lots is by Ruby. It's not a derech for trees to grow up together. Each tree grows by itself. Is so. Omra still Omra Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch said, "Limineyu, anu us are plants. Alachas kama v'kama." That it's a derech. Rashi says, like anu means the plants. Shirabim anu, a lot of plants, the vegetables. But Achenu lots says tefufim, kefufim, or rather, it's known for them to grow up one next to another. So isn't it for sure that Hashem should want them, each min should stay with its own min and not mix, it shouldn't make like loyim? If so, umiyad kol echad b'yechad yosel l'mineyu. If so, therefore, each tishoyim, each vegetable, each plant, that could grow up with its own min, they didn't mix one with the other. Is when that happened, posach sarolim, the malach on the world, opened up its mouth and said, v'yomar, yichvoyed Hashem, liyolam yismach Hashem mas, v'shem shviyap with its own maisev. Rashi says, Shekulun Zirim v'mitzvaysov. All the ma'isim are zoi careful with the mitzvahs of Hashem. Now, boy Ravini asked a question like this. Hirkev shnei dishoyim. Zeh agav zeh. What's going to be if two plants became like kloyim? Plant grew one in the other, came up with a vuvia, mixed up together. So a man grafted one plant to another plant. So shalos, what's going to be the locho? The Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Mao. Kodesh Chanina Papa Mao. The Rashi says the Yomer that he holds midaitan yotzu dishon l'mineyim lo nitzavu akach. They did it on their own. They made their own kal v'chaymer, but there wasn't really a tzibur from Hashem to act that way. So Mao kivon lo tzibur l'mineyim. Since it doesn't say the Torah l'mineyim lo mechayit, Hakadosh won't be nisaklayim on this. Or they maybe know kivon hiskim eidayim. Since Hakadosh Baruch Hu was masking, Rashi says Hakadosh Baruch Hu hiskim ayodim. Is commanding tzibul l'mineil dami? It's as if it says the word l'mineil dami. So take it. That's a good shayla. And therefore, you would be over the lava of climb. You would get malchus for it. According to him, it's a shayla. It's a good take. Other Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi Ram. He has the speaker of Sukkim. Ksiv. One pasuk says, Va'yas elokim eshnei amoris. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made like two great lights. Eshnei amoris hagia. As Shnei Hamaris Hagadolim, two big lights. Well, see, then the pasuk says, As Samor Hagadol, the big sun, the big light, the Samor Hakotan, then the moon, the small one. What happened? So Omer was like this, Omer Yerach Bnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, the moon set in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Efshel Shnei Melochim Shishtamshu Bekeser Echad, Echlam, at the beginning, both the sun and the moon were created the same size. They were both just as strong. Just the moon came to complain to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is it possible to have two kings like to wear one crown? How could they both be mishtamish with the same keser? So Omar lo, so Kodesh Baruch Hu then, if so, said to the moon that Umi etatzmecho, you're right. If so, you will make you smaller. Like go make yourself smaller. So Omar lefonav. So the moon started to cry out right away to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Omar lefonav, Ribbono Shel Olam. Just because I suggested a proper thing like, that's why you want to make me smaller, like what I do wrong. So, oh my Lord, Sakorosh Baruch Hu said back to the moon, and Rashi says, it means that Hashem wanted to appease him a little bit now, and he told him, L'chi go, M'shol b'yom b'layla, you should rule both by day and by night. So, Omulay, still the moon sent back, but Maru Vusa the Shaga b'tiro. What does it help a little light of a candle in the daylight? It doesn't mean anything. What do you mean to I should rule by Yoim? I can't even be seen by Yoim. So still, Maya, honey, what happened? Like what happened to him? So Mora says, Omalei, Zil limni b'cho yisro yema v'shonim. And I'll appease you like this. The Kleistro will use the moon to count the yema v'shonim, the days and the moon, and the days and the years. Like we count our Levona, our month, by the Levona. Omra lo yoima nami yesh lemani beit kufosoi. He said, listen, even the moon also still has to be used. You have to count as kufis from the sun. The Yechsir, like the Pasuk says, for hoyu lo yoisais, that they should be for signs, ulamoyadim for yom tovim, uliyamim for days l'shanim. So mashim need both of them. So chur it's not an appeasing me the moon. Is zil likru tzadika v'shmecha. Of course, it's like this: the righteous people seek him; they'll be called after you. That Yaakov Hakotin. It says Yaakov Hakotin. Mashmo the Kotin is a double choshev. Shmuel Hakotin, double Hakotin. So Mor says still though Chazayid loykom meisvadaito. Hakadosh Baruch Hu still saw the way the moon was not consoled. He didn't feel that good yet. Isom Hakadosh Baruch Hu heviu kapor olai. The Kodesh Baruch said, like a marshal, that the Kodesh Baruch himself should have to forgive the moon. Shem yarti yasi yareach, that I went and made the moon smaller. The Kodesh Baruch will be mechaper. The Kodesh Baruch needs a kapor for this. And behind all this is the Yomer of Shimon ben Lakish. Man ishtan is soyer shor Rosh Chodesh. How come by the korban we bring on Rosh Chodesh? How come the soyer? What's special about the goat that's brought on Rosh Chodesh? Shinem abo at seven apostik la Hashem. Mashm is brought for Hashem's sake. Is all my Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch says like this: So yizeh this korban, this musaf for Shchodesh, ye kapora, it should be a forgiveness for me. Al shemiyadati yasi yireich, that the miyad Kodesh Baruch Hu made the yireich smaller. So exactly what this means is hard to understand. The vada Kodesh Baruch Hu did mitzad adin, but still we want to be mafayis somehow the yireich. Now the Gemara says, Ravasi Rom, Ravasi asks a question like this: See, one pasuk says, Vatoytza yoretz desha, that the earth brought forth grass, and this was betlosa b'shavata. On the third day, it says that the earth brought forth grass. We see then the pasuk says that v'chol siya chasod the terim yiboritz, like all the growth before was on the earth, b'mali shabasa, and that's talking about on the sixth day on Friday. So actually, there's nothing grown yet by Friday. So Rav Zalman comes to teach us like this. Sheyotzu dishoyim, stack it true, the growths came up to the top of the ground. They broke through the soil and they came to the top of the ground. Sheyotzu dishoyim v'yomdu al pesach karka. Ad shebodim rishon v'bikash leim rachmim. Until Adam rishon on Erev Shabbos was espoused to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then v'yodzu gishomim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the rain fall. V'tzomchu, and then all the growths sprouted out, then it came out. Is the Lam Nechol come to teach us Shakodesh Baruch Hu Misabel Tiflos and Shal Tzadikim? Hakodesh Baruch Hu is hoping and waiting for the Tfilah of the Tzadikim. Rav Nachman Bar Poppe Hevilei Hi Ginsa. Rav Nachman Bar Poppe had a certain garden, and Shodib Bei Biznura, he threw there some seeds, he seeded it, Poloi Tzomach, and nothing grew. His boy Rachmei says he davened to Hakodesh Baruch Hu, also Mitra, rain came at Tzomach and it grew. So Omri says, Haimad Ravasi, that's the same thing Ravasi says, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mestava, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves and waits for the Tfilah of Tzadikim. Oma Rav Chonim Barova. Come on, like this. Hashisua. And the Pasuk says, Hashisua, Pasuk in Dvorim. So, Beria B'fnei Atzma, that's a Beria by itself. Sheyesh Lo Shnei Gabayim, it has two backs, or Shnei Shedroyis, and two spinal cords it has. So we ask the question, V'chi Moshe Rabbeinu Kenigo Hoya, like was Moshe Rabbeinu a hunter, or Oy Blistery Hoya, like how do we know these things? Actually, blistery means Moru Bakesh, like they throw arrows, L'chayis. So Rosh says, V'minayin Hoy Boki B'chayis Alolu, Shinodim Boki Ben, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know about these animals? Hashesuel means like double, like twins, because this animal has two backs, and two spinals. How does it know it had two spinal cords? My answer is Mikan Shuv Aliyomer Ein Torah Min Hashemayim. This is an answer. Whoever says that Torah is not Min Hashemayim, that even though Moshe said it, the Pshat was Avad was Min Hashemayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu knew. Omalei Rav Chiz Levar Tachlifa Baravine Zil Kosov Kenigi Obelistery Bagaratecha. Go write it down. The words it said, the hunter here and the archer here. Ufashas, and go to explain it. So what? One pasuk says, "V'yeschamesh esane plishtim," that the five kings there are plishtim. They were Hazosi, Vashtaduri, Vashkaluni, Hagosi, Vakruni, Ha'ivim. It says these five. Omar ye Omar chamisha v'choshe shisa. The pasuk says five, and it counts to have six. How could it be? So Rabbi Yonison says, "Arunki shalahem." Yonison had to say. Really, the kings were only five. Rashi says it means the chashuvim shalahem hey. There are only five chashuv one. One was not so chashuv. That's why it says six. Because it's five, there's only five chashuv ones. Yeah, omale with chizdara tachlifa. So chizdara says back to tachlifa baravino. Ksiv arunki, because again, write this word now, arunki is another word he's saying, arunki, which means a chashuv of people, biagaratecha, in your notebook like, ufashas and explain it. In other words, these are new words, write them down. Or pligi the Rav, the arguing Rav, to Yomar Rav, the Yomar Rav, Rav says, Avim Messiim Abo. That Avim and Messiim, they were one, so according to him it's very good, according to him there's only five taka. That Avim came from Taiman. Tanya Nami Ulam, this is Tanya Nami Yochi, Avim mi Taiman Bo, they came from Taiman. For Lom Nikrishman, Avim, or they called Avim, She'ivosu Es Mekaimam. Because they like made waste to home. Rashi says, Rosas v'chilkula blaz. They got angry there, v'chilkula, that's what they did to that town. They made it waste. Rashi says, Yotsu Mishom and Isav v'shechorv. The city was chorv, came to waste. So Rach, another pshat is, Aviyam, what does that mean? Shivu leloi hus harbei. That he had desires to worship a lot of different gods. Tavrocha, another pshat is, Aviyah means Shekola Royoisom of Zosi Avis. Whoever saw them was seized with a trembling. Now, Omer Rabbi Yosef, V'yistlu Shisasri Dori Shinei. So Rabbi Yosef said that every one of them had 16 rows of teeth. Yeah. V'yistlu Shisasri Dori Shinei Lechochad Dechad. Omer Reb Shimon. Yom Reb Shimon ben Lokish. Harbe mikroye shiruyim l'sarf. Ve'enein gufei Torah. There are a lot of psukim that it looks as if it's mamish, no purpose, should be burned. Really, from these things, we learn out guf from Shotera. Rashi says, Harbe mikroye shiruyim l'sarf. Ve'enein gufei Torah. It looks like there's no purpose for it. It shouldn't have been written. But we hold shein lem l'sarach v'tera g'nayu l'chavron y'kadosha. They go for Torah shes tamim g'doylem tluyim b'em. V'ashek choshev yozlu atzef shemayt. And now it goes to explain certain things that we don't see the chshivas in it and really it's very, that's called gufi Torah. So one pasuk says, Ho'avim ha'yoshvim b'chatzerim ad Aza. They were dwelling there until Aza. My nafk l'chom, you know what's the difference? Z'teret says, midi yashbi yavim melech l'avrom. Since Avimelech made a promise to Avram, in Tishko Lilonegdi Olonechdi, that if you deal falsely with me, with my son and my son's sons, Soma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Leisi Kafturim, Leifku Meyavim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, let the Kafturim come and take away the land of Avram, the Hainu Plishtim, which that is the Plishtim. For Leisi Yisrael, Leifku Mekafturim, and let Christ take away from Kafturim. So therefore won't be a promise against Avimelech, Davon's promise to Avimelech. That's what's negated to these psukim v'avim yeshem mechatzerim. Ki yaitzav dev, another pshat is atoim yisrei, ki cheshbon yosichon, melech amori, he. V'hu nilcham a melech amori, they had a fight with melech amoyev. The question is, my nafkim ino? Because the yomlo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, al totzer es moyev, don't have mechama with moyev. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like this. Leifel sichon let sichon, come leifek mi moyev. Let them conquer over Moyev. So now it doesn't belong to Moyev anymore. So now Christ will relate to Yisro, let go Misichon. Let Christ not come and have Mechom against Sichon, that will be Mutter. And behind you, this is the Yom Rapopo, Amon and Moyev, Tiru Besichon. Amon and Moyev both became Tor through Sichon. Rashi's are they Sichon, Tiru Atzom Yisrael, means the lands became Tor to Christ through that. Then the pasuk says, "Tzidoinim yikro lechermon shiryoin." So turn on like this: Shiner v'shuyoin mehori Eretz Yisrael. Both these cities, Shiner and Shuyoin, were both from the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. Malam comes to teach us: Shekol echad v'yechad mumas olam. Any one of the nations of the world, holach obor lekra god liatzmai. He went and built a big town like for himself. Ve'eloi Hashem hori Eretz Yisrael. And they called it the names of the mountains of Eretz Yisrael. But Lanav comes to teach us, Shafilo Hori Eretz Yisrael, even the mountains of Eretz Yisrael, Chavivim Alum Asylum, are very dear to the other nations. So you see how Chosh of Eretz Yisrael is. Kyotzeboy, similar like this is, the Pesach says, Vesom Hevir Oisoi Liorim. The nation, put them over to the mountains. Meinafki Minor, Velikru Liechov Galvosa. We saw Rabbi Yosef that he moved over the Mitzrayim into other cities. So what's the difference? The Morin says, Velikru Liechov Galvosa, that the Mitzrayim should not call like the Acha Yosef, they're in Golis, they're in exile, because now the Mitzrayim himself also had to move out to other cities. That was the Kavon of Yosef. So kids, whatever the Torah says about, has a tremendous purpose in it, and nothing is levatolo. We can learn out from every single word in the Torah. Then it says in the Mishnah, Simoni Yoifla Nermu. The Simoni Yoifla was not said, for the word is that true, V'loi V'tani, we learned. Nesha, the Pesach says, Ma Nesha Miyucha Chen Li Yetzba Yisera B'Zefek. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here.